quick ending. Interesting piece of music there. Jim Walsh here in the Wapahani studio, welcoming to the studio this day, Bill Price and his colleague, Grover Perito, who'll be playing a bit of cello. Bill, welcome, and Grover, welcome to the Wapahani studios here at WITT.
Hi, Jim, how are you?
Thanks for having us.
Well, I'm doing better. Doing better, yeah. Got my coffee over here. What was that piece of music, and why are you here?
Well, that's the kind of what we're calling the overture. It's an introductory piece to this big project that I put out recently called I Can't Stop Looking at the Sky.
Okay, and tell us about that.
Well, the project was inspired by a trip west, and it was...
And what year was that?
It was in 2010.
Okay.
And I was in need of a big break in life, and so I went out west.
But aren't we all, though?
Yes. Well, I was at a point where I needed to do something, so I decided to go back to two of my favorite places.
I find artists have to do that every once in a while.
Yeah, and it turned out to be quite an artistic inspiration. So.
And how long was your trek, your little odyssey?
It was about 3.5 weeks.
Okay, and you touched upon some of the Lewis and Clark spots?
Yeah, I decided to go back to the Black Hills in South Dakota and Glacier National Park. It was two of my favorite places, and incorporate some Lewis and Clark historic spots in the trip, and kept a journal, and that ended up being part of the project, and... So it was a life-changing trip.
Before we continue in that vein, let me quickly introduce who you are. People may not have never heard of you. Those of you who may know Bill, bear with us. We'll do this really quickly. You're a West Side Indie native, and
yes.
Your current band is called Brains Behind Pa.
We do stuff with that, and then I do stuff that's kind of not with that group too, also.
Okay. You have a number of CD and releases out, and we play those on
right.
the station here. And so that's who you are. And you had to take a break, and you went out to in 2010, and you came back and eventually worked on a project called I Can't Stop Looking at the Sky.
Right.
Where does that inspiration come from?
That was actually a line from my journal. I was driving north from Missoula, Montana, up toward Glacier National Park, and anybody that's been out west knows the sky is pretty spectacular. And off to the left, off to the west, there was some kind of storm or clouds and sun combination that was just incredibly gorgeous, and I kept looking to my left, and I kept drifting off the highway, and I finally
it's
said,
a good thing you're here still.
Yes, and I thought, you know, this is the way people die, you know, in car accidents.
Yeah.
So I said out loud, I can't stop looking at the sky. And so when I was writing at the end of the day in my journal, I was describing that experience, and I wrote that line down, and I ended up thinking there's a song in the project that lyrically wasn't really done, and I remember thinking, you know, I think this would be a really good line for the song, and it ended up being the title of the project as well. And the sky ended up being a pretty important metaphor in the project. So,
well, I'd like to talk a little bit more about the project and the size of it. I mean, it's quite a significant and impressive piece of art, music, writing, literature. It's kind of hard to describe over the radio. But if our camera could get a shot of it, I'm just kidding. Can we hear a piece live in the studio from something you've done
sure.
that might be on this CD?
Yeah.
Actually, there's two CDs
there's,
in the set. We can talk about that in a little bit.
Yeah, this is, we were going to do this song called Get Me Gone. And while there's not, the project is a thematic project. There are these themes that run throughout.
Right.
But there's not a narrative per se, but there's kind of an evolution of ideas. And this song appears toward the beginning. Like I said, I needed a break. And so there's some songs about frustration and just anxiety. And
were you frustrated?
I was ready for a break. I will say that. I'll leave it at that. But
yeah.
Anyway, this is kind of slightly tongue-in-cheek, but we kind of do an acoustic version of this. But it's called Get Me Gone. And Grover, you want to start this out with the little bass riff thing?
Mm-hmm.
the corner waving her arms like she thinks she can fly away. There's a cat skirting around behind her, he knows it's just another dismal downtown day. She's twisting around in circles like she's got ants in her sleeves and her pants. She might be sick of the local politics, maybe got an out-of-town romance. She's gonna lift right off, void of sound. Ooh, she knows she's glory bound. So write me out of your letter. You can write me out of your song. Write me out of your book of love, story short or novel long. But get it to your head, get it to the bone. Hey, yeah, yeah, I'm gonna get me gone. There's a man at the light at the grocery buying enough turkeys to last a year. He's wearing a shirt that says I'm with stupid, and he looks at me as if I was, why was clear. I said Thanksgiving's 11 months, 2 weeks and a day away, if you count in reverse. He said I give thanks every morning, I don't live with the people in the stores who like to converse. He's got an axe to grind, a chip in place. Ooh, give that man some other space. So paint me out of your painting into obscurity where I belong. Might as well paint me out of your corner of love. You're weak or wrong, but get it to your head, get it to the bone. Hey, yeah, yeah, I'm gonna get me gone. I stopped in the church with a punt on the marquee to see if I could find a seat. The pastor said I could take my pick, but wondered if my conversion was complete. He said the Holy Spirit would descend on Sunday. If I stuck around, it could be my guide. I said, if you're planning to drive the devil out of town, perhaps I could bum a ride on the wings of angels, the heels of hellhounds. Ooh, either way, get me out of this town. So dig me out of your garden, prune me back where I have grown. Pull my roots out of your weedless patch, plant me out there on my own. But get it to your head, get it to the bone. Hey, yeah, yeah, I'm gonna get me gone.
Get Me Gone, Bill and Grover here on WITT in the Wapaani Studios. And Bill, you, that particular song, now tell me about the songs themselves. Were they inspired from the writings you did in your journal?
Some of them were, some of them, it was just kind of the crazy thing about this trip was I didn't listen to any music. You know, I didn't take a guitar or anything.
Oh.
And as I was, we were talking before we were on the air, I came back and I really didn't care about music. And shortly after I got home, I just got inspired with a big flood of inspiration. So I had songs that were inspired from
the trip.
We're
glad you did.
Well, yeah, it turned out.
We're glad you didn't give up altogether on your music.
Yeah, it turned out to be a big inspiration. But I actually had older songs that I found had similar themes to what I was kind of dealing with on the trip. And so that's when because I was just going to do my next CD when I got back. And then I started to see these common themes. And I thought, you know, this could be kind of a cool thematic project. And by adjusting some lyrics and repeating some musical motifs and things, I thought this could be pretty cool. So I didn't set out to do this big project. It sort of evolved and fed upon itself. And once I got into the recording and it was turning out, I thought pretty nice. I thought it might be cool to include my journal. And then, you know, I it just grew into this big package that.
The package itself is, I don't know, weighs a pound or two, doesn't it?
Yeah, I know it's expensive to ship.
I would imagine. So it includes the two CDs that include the music that you wrote specifically for I Can't Stop Looking at the Sky. Your journal, you had that printed up. There's a book called Digging Deeper.
Digging Deeper Toward the Sky.
Toward the Sky. And there's all kinds of other little things. There are postcards, stickers, buttons.
Right.
There's like a couple little posters, maybe, if you want
yes.
to call them that. So what inspired you to do that? I mean, it was just coming out of the love of the 3 weeks you did traveling?
Part of it, I mean, just talk about the book real quick. You know, I think because as I got into writing the journal, I kind of liked the idea of being a writer. And you can tell in the journal it gets a little more creative, a little more observational as opposed to just facts. But I enjoyed that so much. As I got into the project, it occurred to me that maybe I might write some poems or some essays or short stories, you know, also about these same themes. So that's how the book sort of was an extension of the the music and then the journal and then the book. The package itself, I think, was mainly because my other job is as a graphic designer, and, you know, designers are always wanting to do these elaborate things that, you know, the clients never let us do or never have the money to do. So, and I like these box sets that people have, and although those are usually sort of an anthology type of thing. But so that's, you know, sort of where the inspiration for the package was just, well, I've got to house the two CDs and the journal and the book, and how can I do that? And, you know, the postcards were kind of reflective of when I travel, I like to send postcards. I still love going to a post office in a small town.
They'll wish you were here, huh?
Yeah, and so the postcards were included for that reason. I just kind of like all that stuff. I have ever since I was a kid and liked music. You know, albums used to have posters and stickers and things with them. And so.
Well, this is a fairly unusual project. I mean, you've got this rather extensive listing of things in the package, the CDs, the journal, the book, and there's something else here. What's this? Is this the lyrics?
Well, the lyric booklets are, there's two lyric booklets that are big and oversized for each CD. They're like 36 pages.
Okay.
And I mean, part of my thing was this was a journey for me, and so part of those lyric booklets is to encourage the listener as if they're going on some sort of a maybe internal journey, but there's a little story that weaves through the lyrics about a guy, you know, the reader possibly getting on a train and going on a journey. And the songs are, instead of being grouped in acts or chapters, they're grouped in what I call dispatches.
Okay.
And that's the story that I wrote in the lyric booklet sort of pops up between dispatches, hints at the upcoming songs. It's just to get the reader, like I said, in a mindset of, you know, taking some kind of a trip and trying to get themselves invested in the songs and the lyrics and what it might mean to them.
Did you have a piece of the journal that you were going to read?
I can. They were fairly lengthy.
If you need some time to dig that out, we could listen to track 11 from CD 2 here. Is it called the postcard song?
We could, we could do that. If you want me, let me read this part from the journal here. Because that song has to do with postcards, but it came right out of my journal, and this is a kind of edited from my journal, but very pertinent to that song. So I will go through this.
So this would have been something you would have written in September of 2010.
Yeah, and this was...
Do you remember where it was?
Yeah, there's two little pieces here. The first one's pretty brief. It's all documented. This is from Monday, September 13th, 2010. It would have been day 9. And I was in Great Falls, Montana, and visited a place called Lewis and Clark Pass, which actually Grover and I revisited on one of our later trips out there, and then ended up in Missoula. And So it says here, when I came to Montana years ago, I had purchased a bandana for my dog. There are some postage stamp looking designs on it. One of them says, maybe I was born in Montana. The very first time I read that, I wondered. Of course, I wasn't. I was born in Indiana. But someone or something else inside me heard those words in a gut check, flash flood kind of way, and it connected. It clicked in a way that remains to this day. The phrase, as lighthearted as it may have been intended to be, evokes some mystery about what I was born to do and where I meant to be. And then this is quite a bit later. This is day 18, and this is September 22nd. And by this time, I was in Glacier National Park and had spent some time there. So I wrote, you can't go back, the man said. My first job was here. Now I'm working as a gardener. I'm in the Glacier Park the Glacier Park Lodge in East Glacier. Built by the Great Northern Railroad in 1913, this is a historic and amazing place. I feel like a ghost here, the man continued. So much has changed. This friendly semi-retired man has lived a full life, living in Alaska, Iowa, Montana, Idaho, and Minnesota. He's been a park ranger, worked as a librarian, and served in the Peace Corps in South America. Hearing about his life made me feel like I had much left to do. Today, the blue skies finally returned. I met up with my hiking pals, Rick and Sherry Lynn. It's a couple people I met on my trip.
Okay.
We all wanted to hike the Highline Trail. Part of this trail is on a ledge along a rock face. Above, it's straight up, and below, it's straight down, with the ledge being almost uncomfortably narrow in many places. The Going to the Sun Road is directly below, but way, way down. The Going to the Sun Road, by the way, is the only road that cuts through Glacier National Park. It's just a spectacular drive. The views from the trail are spectacular. There were low clouds here and there, but blue skies with snow-dusted peaks all around. Up and behind us is what's known as the Garden Wall. With incredible vistas around every bend, I told Rick, it's getting impossible to describe these views in words. At one point, we paused and looked below us. There, several hundred feet down, a hawk was circling several hundred feet above the ground. I've never viewed a hawk circling from above before. That's something I've always witnessed from below. Very cool. Coming around one of the gray, rocky corners, Sherry Lynn, who was leading our trio, stopped and stared ahead. Bear? What do you see? I asked. She sighed a bit and said, I'm just trying to take all of this in. I know, I agreed. I can't really wrap my head around this. It's just way beyond what I'm used to. Tomorrow will be my last day in Glacier National Park. I can feel some ache already, an ache that, I'll admit, is quite unexpected. Unlike the man in the lobby, I don't feel like a ghost here, but maybe one has to spend more time here to feel that way. If that means coming back to test his theory, I'll be more than happy to do so.
Greetings from the picturesque, where the holy word...
Postcards from Where the Wild Things Are? That's an interesting title. So what, now that's part of one of the songs on one of the two CDs in this package.
That's right.
I Can't Stop Looking at the Sky.
Right.
How can folks get a copy of this, Bill?
Well, it's available on my website, which is billprice.info, I-N-F-O.
Okay.
Actually, Book Mama's over in Irvington has it for sale as a local, non-online place. It's also available.
Always good to support local.
That's
businesses.
Right. And I live over there, so I love that little store. But anyway, it's also available on CD Baby and Amazon.com.
Okay.
And you can get downloads on iTunes, I believe.
And you were saying it's quite a deal in shipping this thing. So it'd be best to go over to the Irvington store and get it. Unless someone's listening to our broadcast someplace outside of the Indianapolis area.
That's right.
Would need to get it through the online services?
It's not too bad to ship it in the U.S., but I did a lot of promotion with this in Europe, and it costs almost $40 to ship it, one of these, to Europe. So yeah, it's really kind of an expensive piece for people to purchase, but it's not too bad, you know, domestically in the United States. But
yeah, you were telling me that you did you first promote this in Europe?
Yeah, the reason I did that, I have a guy over there in Sweden that's helped, you know, push my music to radio and gotten me reviews. And each project I've done has gotten more exposure. And so I thought, well, I'll start with that. And that's kind of run its course. And so I'm kind of, you know, now trying to promote it, you know, in the United States and obviously more locally here in Indianapolis.
Okay. And that's one of the reasons you're here.
That's exactly right.
We appreciate your coming into the studio.